Up two flights of stairs and into the small, book-lined office of the Calcutta Film Society.
That's Calcutta Film Society's logo, CFS, established 1947.
A life-size silhouette of Charlie Chaplin rests against one wall, and on another, as if casting a stern eye over proceedings, a large photograph of the film director, Satyajit Ray.
This is the room where you can say the Film Society movement, the entire country, was born.
It was Satyajit Ray, who as a young cinema enthusiast, founded the Calcutta Film Society, along with friends in 1947, ostensibly so that they could watch the foreign films that sparked their imaginations, by directors such as Frank Capra, Sergei Eisenstein, and John Ford.
Screenplays. We have very many scripts. Then here you have the development of an art from silent films to the age of television. The Hollywood hallucination. Spencer Tracy.
Satyajit Ray absorbed those influences, combined them with his own refined artistic sensibility, and went on to secure a place alongside those directors as a giant of world cinema. Newly restored versions of Ray's three early films about a young boy's growth into manhood, the Apu trilogy from the 1950s, were recently screened in cities all over the world. In New York, the initial run of 3 weeks was doubled due to public demand. Satyajit Ray's reception in India hasn't always been as warm.
My influence has been rather limited, you see, because of the Bengali language. You can show my films only in West Bengal and some of the big cities like Madras, Delhi and Bombay with English subtitles. So the influence has not been very wide. I'm not known by my films at all. Now, thanks to the Film Society movement, my films are getting to be known. But formerly, for a long time, I was just a name outside of West Bengal.
In the history of Indian cinema, there's a before Ray and an after. He's the first truly modern filmmaker we have. At a time when Indian films were typically theatrical affairs, melodramatic, moralistic, Satyajit Ray pioneered a cinema that was understated, highly visual and authentic in its focus on the variety of Bengali lives. But his career in India mightn't have continued past those first few films had he not been celebrated in the West. I first saw one of his films, The Chess Players, at an art house in the late 1970s, just as I began university in England. And I'm hardly the only one of his Indian fans who encountered him only after leaving India. Several of his films were popular here in his native Bengal, but some were loathed. And in today's thriving Bengali film culture, he's often held at arm's length, the guy who served it up for the West and served it up a little sweet and sentimental. But Satyajit Ray had no interest in doing a report